The Great Bok Gathering. Written by Giles Clare. Illustrated by Berat Pekmezki. Bok, Mum, Nick, Nan. Bok usually thought bananas and syrup were delicious, but today he had lost his appetite. "Hey, buddy, why aren't you hungry this morning?" asked Nick. Just then, a scream came from the lounge. "It's Bok! Quick, come and see!" cried Nan. Mum and Nick looked at each other in confusion. "Bok?" They found Nan pointing at the television. "What's the matter, Nan?" asked Nick. "There's more of them in the forest. Your precious Bok is part of an invasion. Look," said Nan. Nick gasped in surprise. The news report was showing pictures of Bok. In fact, it was showing thousands of creatures just like Bok. An insect specialist called Dylan appeared on screen. "These strange insects typically only emerge from underground once every 8 years," he explained. "They sprout wings and gather in large colonies in the forest, where they put on an amazing dance display. Why they do this is a mystery, but it seems to be a special stage in their life cycle."
"I knew it! They're taking over!" cried Nan. "It's a huge gang of Boks."
"We're keeping their location a secret for their protection," added Dylan. "We know these creatures are unusual, but we urge people not to interfere with them."
"Poor Bok," said Nick. "I thought looking after him was the right decision. What should we do now?"
The next day, there was a knock at the door. "Hi, thanks for calling me," said Dylan, the insect specialist. "Where is the little dude?"
"I call him Bok," said Nick.
Dylan examined Bok and measured him. "Well, Bok is still in great condition, but he will be more cheerful once he returns to his colony," said Dylan.
"Please, can we come with you to release Bok?" asked Nick.
"I don't usually give permission for that, but I can make an exception because you have looked after Bok so well," replied Dylan. He put Bok inside a box and they all set off to take him home. 3. An astonishing sight waited in the forest. The whole forest floor was covered with dancing insects.
"Bok! Bok! Bok! Bok!"
"It's time," said Dylan. Nick knelt down and opened the box.
"So long, buddy. I'll miss you," he said.
Bok edged out of the box. His beautiful blue wings shimmered in the sunlight. Mum took a final photo.
"Bok, Bok, Nick," said Bok.
"Hey, did you just..." said Nick.
Before he could finish, Bok took off to explore. At the same moment, there was an explosion of sound. A huge cloud of insects surged into the air. Bok flew straight over to join them. Buzz, buzz.
"Where are they going?" asked Mum.
"No one knows for sure," replied Dylan. "Magical, isn't it?" Back at home, Mum and Nick agreed it had been a special but sad occasion. Nan was looking at the photo Mum had taken.
"I thought you would be pleased," Mum said to Nan.
"I miss Bok," she croaked.